On today's episode of The Sip, we're answering Google's most searched questions. Plus, under what circumstances are we brutally honest with our partners?
Like a beautiful little Malibu boy in your distressed Deus Ex Machina shirt.
That's such a compliment because I am never more intimidated than I am when I go into Malibu. It feels very prestigious and kind of pretentious. Sorry.
One take one, A Mark.
Are you scared of me now?
Yes. Why wouldn't he be?
You might bite.
Wow. Chris.
One take one, A Mark.
I've never felt so powerful. Is it wrong that I'm into this?
Yeah, that your abuse feels powerful. That's like what's wrong.
I don't know if it's abuse. That look.
I don't know if we should be doing this again.
You like it a little bit, right, Chris? Yeah, he's nodding. He's nodding.
I am wondering if like you can see my calf hair.
I went out and got myself Barry LaCroix for my own house.
And those were honestly a mistake. LaCroix sent them to me.
No way.
And they're not my favorite flavor.
They're my
in the
favorite
world.
Flavor.
I know. So you found a favorite flavor by accident.
Thank you, LaCroix, for sending my friend Rylan the wrong flavor, you idiots.
Now, if you could only sponsor the podcast.
Please.
All right. Are we set, Chris? Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Rylan Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
Just another day.
I don't know why I've been doing that hee hee lately. It's like the creepiest thing about me.
It's like the fabricated hee hee when you text somebody, but in real life, because it's not authentic.
And I always feel like when you hit someone with a hee hee, it's like you're being an asshole, but like the ha ha is a genuine like belly laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like hee hee's like, I'm being bad.
But you do it in real life to kind of mock yourself and the person you're fake laughing at, saying like hee hee, like hyper aware, but it wasn't actually funny.
And it's awful. Or if you're like being evil.
Wow. Well, we're back outside because Lizzie told me it was a fan favorite after spinning.
And I wish that I hadn't. Like, I hate it out here. Like, I fucking hate it out here.
Well, the side that you're on was honestly humbling for me last week. Like, highlighted all my maskne. My hair was all sorts of out of whack. But we got you better lighting, and you honestly offered to be on that side.
Yeah, I don't care.
I've got the sickening.
I'm strong enough within myself to handle any angle.
Yeah, Lizzie sits down. She goes, honestly, I'm great at every angle. I was like, great, because I looked fucking like hell last week.
No, you didn't. You're a cutie pup.
Well, it's also me reverting back to, I used to like try to get dressed up for the podcast.
Yeah.
And now it's like slowly just like merging back into sweatpants for me.
This is the only day I get myself together. So I get myself together. Like, I had a girlfriend from high school. She's like, no, you look put together too. And I was like, I wear merch of my dog every day.
Okay. She's, the Sip hoodies are offended.
No, I wear the Sip hoodie too. But like, usually I'm wearing something with Bubs's face on it.
Get your Sip merch at RylandAdams.com. We have cute coffee cups as well as awesome hoodies. Have you been having a fantastic week?
No.
Do you want to talk about it or no?
No, I had a funny week though. My best friend, I asked her first if I could talk about this on the podcast, and she said it was fine.
All right.
And so like I have a few friends that I've had for a really fucking long time. Like, we go back decades.
Uh-huh.
And I get a call from this girl, and she's like, oh, like, I kind of want to tell you something, but I know how you are with secrets. So like, I'm just going to not tell you to save you the burning agony.
And now you're telling literally everyone.
Right. But I have her permission. Okay. So she was like, I'm just not going to tell you right now, but like, I'll tell you later. And I was like, well, I probably already know. She's like, how do you know? And I was like, well, you know, your sibling fucking rats on you. So like, the second you tell your sibling anything, like, she runs and tells so-and-so, and then so-and-so runs and tells me. So like, I probably already know. Just tell me what you think it is that I could possibly know. And she goes, that I'm pregnant. And I went, oh, did not know that. Did not know that. Your sister did not run and tell that shit, but congratulations. And she was like, did you just fucking trick me into telling you? And I was like, I didn't know what I was tricking you into telling me. But honestly, like, at the end of the day, if someone calls and they're like, I have a secret at this age, it's like, you're pregnant or you married a stranger.
Or you married a stranger.
It's one of those two things.
Whoopsie daisy and coronavirus, like, accidentally got married.
Well, I guess like not in 2021 or 2020, but like previously it's like, guess who did a little too much Molly and married a stranger this weekend?
I've been trying to get married for 2 years and it hasn't happened because of the pandemic. But yeah. Is that when you started scream texting me about like wanting to have a baby of your own and asking me my baby timeline?
Yeah, it is. Because now I need a baby. Because you're talking about having a baby. My fucking friend's having a baby, like, imminently. My other friend, I called her on the way home from the podcast, mm-hmm. and she was like, oh, I'm preparing my body for pregnancy. And I was like, who fucking does that? Aren't babies an accident? But she's like making it all.
No, babies are a blessing. And a lot of people have to try very hard to have a child. And yeah. I can't even carry a child of my own, which is very jarring for myself. But I'll figure it out. You know, we'll make our way through. Maybe adopt. Maybe explore other
options. Adopt, don't shop.
I was having like... I always am pretty brutally honest with Shane. Like when there's something that is bothering me or affecting me, I'm very vocal about it. Mm-hmm. But he came to bed the other night and I'm laying in bed and Shane's nocturnal. So he's like coming up the stairs at 4 or 5 a.m. like he does.
Yeah.
And Uno sleeps in his spot until he gets there. So he's crawling into bed and rolls over to me. And I like breathed out because he woke me up and he goes, at the same time, Uno's exiting the scene. And he mm-hmm. goes, oh my God, Uno farted. It was my fucking breath. And then
it was your breath,
it
bitch?
Was my breath.
How do you know?
Because then I he always kisses me before we like then roll
how
over.
How does
and
your breath
asleep.
Smell like a dog's fart?
That is the mystery of a lifetime.
That's not okay.
And so then he finds out that it's my breath and like manically, hysterically just starts dying laughing at 5 a.m. And I'm sitting there so offended because I can't. I'm honestly like an obsessive.
I would be so offended.
I'm an obsessive teeth brusher. Like yeah. I brush my teeth and mouthwash like it's nobody's business.
You're the cleanest girl I know.
But garlic lives up in here like yeah. you wouldn't imagine. And I ordered Veggie Grill and the garlic just lingered for hours. But yeah. he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And I was just like, well, I guess this is karma for all of the times I'm so brutally honest, like before we're about to hook up or anything. I'm like, well, what you got to go brush your teeth.
No, you're not.
Yes, because I'm not going to enjoy my time.
I like huff Joe's dirty breath. Like I love his dirty breath. If I could fucking put his dirty breath on a rag and just like... breathe it in like some fucking gasoline. I would do that all day. Like I love the way his musky armpits smell after he's been working and he didn't put on deodorant because he doesn't want the aluminum close to his heart. Like I love his stinky ass.
Are you kidding? Like no. You want to get your tongue all up in somebody's
I'm not
dirty
to put my
mouth?
Well, I mean,
I'm talking about makeout
right.
sessions.
I mean, it tastes yummy to me, and I love
bad
it.
Breath tastes yummy.
No, but
to
it's
you?
Like it's like specific bad breath to your partner. Like there's like a pheromone in
well,
it. That
I don't
just wanna,
like
putting a.
I don't know. I don't like his bad breath. I know what you mean, like pheromone, like body odors, and I'm fine with Shane's yeah. body odor. Well, that's okay. Then
oh
started,
my God.
Well, no, I started thinking about like when you're brutally honest to your partner, like yeah. situations in which you're brutally honest. To me, it's breath before okay. we hook up. Like, I don't really care if we're just going about our day, but if we're about to like have sex or something, it's like, you need to brush your teeth. I'm going to do you the courtesy of the same because I want a minty fresh right. mouth. The other thing is like socks. He sleeps in his socks like a crazy person. Uh-huh. Don't tell me you're a sock sleeper. Too.
No. I don't sleep in my socks. But I'm not a big fan of brutal honesty within a relationship when it comes to shit like that. It's like you love me at my filthiest or you don't get me on my shower day.
Well, I'm not weird about like somebody can fart up in front of me yeah. like all day long. They can burp. I don't care. You can pick your nose.
Right.
I don't care. I think it's the smells. It's the smells that really get me at my core. So it is that well, like Shane will work out in his socks
yeah.
and then wear the same socks after he works out that he had sweated in and then sit on the couch. Mm-mm. I'm like, well, that's affecting me.
Well, Joe's like that too. Like I'll come home from a hike and he'll be like, can you shower before laying on the couch? And it's like, no, I'm not going to shower for a few days now, motherfucker.
See, like, and I don't think those things are rude. Like
I don't like
if
it.
If I was commenting on somebody's physical appearance or something that is out of their control, like something that's like stupid,
yeah.
but like brushing your teeth, it's something everyone does.
Right.
So to me, it's not offensive to be like, oh, brush your teeth or change your socks.
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't know.
I'm not even wearing socks today. Like,
maybe
what
that's the problem.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I will pick jellies fat ass up and bring her into my bedroom when I'm having like bad gas and I'll just hold her in there and then Jill will come like, ooh, Jelly's got some, is you okay, mama? And I'm like, yeah, she just won't stop farting. And like, she usually is a silent farter too. So it's like, no one ever knows. Like I could be in the living room with Joe and James and as long as I'm holding Jelly, they think it's her farting.
They don't know your brand?
No, they don't know that because I don't fart.
Oh my gosh. That's another issue for another day. I've also been having, now I'm scared of coyotes. Because actually it was right on this patio. I let the dogs go to bed or go to potty right before I go to bed, which is normally at midnight.
I was like, you make them sleep out here, you fucking monster.
No, they sleep right in my bed, good. Right next to me because I can't be alone.
Yeah.
So I go out, it's midnight, to let the dogs go to the bathroom. And from what I'm assuming right in here, there must have been a coyote just like sleeping in these bushes behind us. And he runs out, but then my dogs chased the fuck out of him. And I was like, no. Why are you guys chasing him?
Well, I think that's good, because if they don't do that, then the coyotes could like think that they're weak idiots and like strike first.
Yeah. And I think because my dogs are the same size or maybe a little bit bigger than the coyote, yeah, they're afraid. But then when I went to bed, an apple, this is what's crazy. Like, I know our phones listen to us, uh-huh, but this is next level, because an article came up, like, you know, the Apple News ones that you can't avoid because, right, you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's like, coyote attacks 5 humans in a 2-mile radius.
No.
And I guess coyotes are attacking humans now. It's supposedly the same one in a 2-mile radius up in San Francisco, but it still scares the fuck out of me.
So that wasn't this 2-mile radius of your house.
Not this 2-mile radius, but they must be pretty smart, because he came back and sought revenge, because there was literally coyote shit, like, yeah, a big ass dookie on our driveway. And my dogs don't shit on the driveway. And this had like weird stuff inside of the shit. So I'm like,
what do you mean
the
weird
coyote's
stuff?
Coming back for me.
What do you mean weird stuff?
I don't know. Like wilderness.
Wild poo. Yeah. It was wild poo. It wasn't kibble douche.
So now I'm
kibble
scared
douche,
for my
that's
life.
That's not what it's called. Kibble duke?
Well, now I'm just scared for my life that the coyote, because I used to be afraid of mountain lions over here in the middle of nowhere, but yeah, now I'm afraid of the coyotes too, but hopefully my dogs will take them before they take me.
Yeah, I think your dogs, like, they, no, and don't take this the wrong way. Like, I love your dogs. I think they're picturesque, but they're a little derpy. But I do feel like the derpy joy of them would, like, send a coyote over the edge. So they're
derpy?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Would I put one into, like, a spelling bee? Probably not.
All right, what else did you have for me?
Oh my God, this morning I was driving over here and on the radio there was this ad where it's like, as Americans, we have overcome Pearl Harbor and we've overcome a pandemic and we will survive COVID, but we'll always have varicose veins. And it was an ad for varicose vein removal. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, the amount of crazy bullshit that ads have gone to, like, utilizing the pandemic as a call to arms. Like, once you make it out of quarantine, don't forget to get rid of your varicose veins.
I honestly don't even know what a varicose vein is.
You're so lucky. What and I am looking at your legs right now. Like, you have no weird veins. Varicose veins are, like, bulgy, big, brown, like, tentacle veins that run through your legs. I have some broken, like, blood vessel veins, yeah, on my thighs.
It's, well, basically like if you have bad circulation. Yeah. Like, so you need to just do your daily walks or runs or whatever.
Yeah, gotta keep doing some, yes, yoga. But it is crazy, the lengths that people will go. It seems pretty crazy if that ad works on someone.
Dude, it was the most I was like, hold on, what? What, bitch? Like, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, COVID, varicose veins. What?
Like, varicose veins, seems like you can live pretty good life with a varicose vein. Might not be aesthetically the cutest,
yeah,
but I don't think we can compare it to world tragedies.
What the fuck? A global pandemic and varicose veins. It killed me. So I wanted to share that with you.
Today's episode is supported by Honey, which I love so much. They have sponsored this show multiple times in the past, and they're a free web browser extension that will save your life. You can install it at 2 clicks of a button, and here's how it helps you. You're shopping online for your favorite pair of anything, and all of a sudden, when you go to checkout, it searches all of the coupon codes in the World Wide Web and immediately applies them at checkout. Recently, I was buying my aunt flowers for her 50th birthday, her
Happy
at-home birthday.
Birthday,
and Honey just immediately saved me $16.20 at checkout.
Oh, shit.
For doing nothing other than having Honey installed. And that is what I love.
That's
all at
everything.
Home. We're all at home shopping on the internet, yeah, because stores are scary. And so why not have Honey installed to save money when you're shopping online? It works on over 30,000 stores. So why not help support this show and save yourself money when you're shopping online for free? So make sure to download Honey today, because it has saved its 17 million users over $2 billion in savings. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/sip. That's joinhoney.com/sip to start saving today.
What is happening?
Well, I was deciding if I wanted to talk about the Golden Globes. Did you watch any of it?
I didn't watch any of it because, like, I didn't even really know it was happening. Like, I think I saw on Brigitte's Instagram, she was like, Golden Globes. And I was like, why is she posting all this fucking Golden Globe stuff? And then I saw a few other people, like Tiffany Haddish was like, on my way. Like, not sure I like this look, but I'm feeling it. And I was like, where is she going?
Well, you were like, did you know the Golden Globes were
happening?
When it
hit for me, and I realized I was, yeah.
And then I started looking on the TV. I was like, oh, they started 45 minutes ago.
I had no idea.
They started at 5 p.m. A. Like, what?
Don't they all, do they always?
They always start at 5 p.m. because it's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh,
so.
Such fools we were.
I don't know. I don't have any really interest in watching.
I mean, I like the outfits. I like looking at the outfits a lot. I love Tina Fey. I love Amy Poehler.
I did Google and search the opening monologue. They look fabulous for their age. Like,
You and your ages, motherfucker. Like, they're just, they look fabulous.
If I was a woman, I feel like they'd look better than me at 30.
Gorgeous.
Wow. You guys look so good.
They're hotties.
Tina Fey, like, hasn't aged since Mean Girls. She looks incredible.
I think she gets better. Like, something about her becomes more refined, like her style, her makeup, her, like, fashion sense. Like, all of it gets a little bit, like, flossier.
Yeah,
like,
I also loved Amy Poehler's get up. It was, like, I just...
get up.
Like, you're putting on a seatbelt.
And they did kind of push the limits in the opening monologue to a couple of places where I was like, wow, can't you...
I didn't hear it. What'd they say?
Well, poor Emily in Paris.
No, fuck Emily in Paris, number one. Poor Emily in Paris. Like, it's a shit ton of fucking Emmy nods. Were these the Emmys? This is the Golden Globes.
Well, here's the thing. It's a fun, silly show that tons of people binged. Like, love it or hate it.
I binged it.
The people that maybe didn't love it still watched the whole series.
Well, you hate watch it.
Okay, and hate watching probably isn't great to do anyways, but no. When this poor...
But it made me feel good about my own future. I was like, if this is the trash that's making it to two seasons, then I can do whatever I want.
We're being kinder.
I'm being kind when I say that these people are lucky they got a Golden Globe nomination and a season 2.
See, my heart hurts for her because she probably knew that she was making a fun show.
Yeah.
And then she didn't ask for the Golden Globe nomination. Right. And the backlash she received for being nominated for a Golden Globe, it's like she didn't
Not her fault. No, that's not her fault.
So the public backlash of her getting a nomination, I just feel is rooted in such mean anger. And then
I get the anger though. Not directed at her, but directed at whoever fucking is it the foreign press that
probably the foreign press
is the foreign press just excited that there was a foreign E show.
It does seem as though they choose like award stars, like no matter what, and I'm not saying her in general, but it does seem like specifically, like no matter the caliber of a movie, it's like if this specific star's in it, the movie's getting nominated. And it's like, how do they get in bed with that, you know?
I mean, probably luncheons, brunches, Zoom during the time of a pandemic. Yeah,
all very political. But I thought Tina Fey's joke, I mean, I laughed at it, but it was kind of brutal. Like,
say the joke?
Well, she was just saying, like, Emily in Paris was nominated, and I can't do it justice. Maybe I'll put a clip in here.
But I love when you try.
But then it, like, shows a clip to her after she, I think in an interview, stated how it messed with her mental state, that people were so angry with her.
Right.
I was just like, I could feel her breaking inside, and I'm like, just let the girl have the nomination.
Yeah, I mean, like, Lily Collins, you're a beautiful girl. You shine bright like a diamond. Don't take this personally. It has nothing to fucking do with you. To whoever decided to air and give 2 seasons to Emily in Paris, fuck you.
You're going to watch the second season.
I am going to watch the second season because I got to know what goes on with this trifling asshole Gabriel. And the other thing is, like, I was texting my friends while I was watching it, not you. Maybe I was texting you. Where I was just saying, like, now this bitch is fucking this girl's little brother who I'm pretty sure is only 17. Like, what the fuck? And everyone's like, who are you talking about? And I'm like, Emily in Paris.
I like that all we can talk about from the Golden Globes is Emily in Paris.
I've been dying to talk about Emily in Paris.
If you're making content that entertains people, regardless if it's the most groundbreaking performance or not, I think you're doing a good job. Like, people
like
watching the show.
I don't feel entertained. I feel enraged.
Okay,
I want to grab a pitchfork.
This is where I cut you off.
And
because
a burning fucking tiki torch. And I want to take it to the Parisian streets. And I want to boycott this shit. But I can't boycott it because I have to keep watching.
I'm trying to be an enlightened girl. And here you are shitting on perfectly nice things.
I don't mean to shit on it. I'm still consuming it. They're getting the views. I'm keeping them alive. I hate watching the watch, nonetheless.
A plastic surgeon. This took me by storm, and you sent it to me. A plastic surgeon took... So they're doing Zoom court.
Yeah.
And this was just, I think, a traffic violation.
Right. And all traffic violation, like, court appearances are aired on YouTube.
Because it has to be
the public. The public has to have access to it.
And so the surgeon thought it would be a good idea to answer his court appointment while in the middle of operating surgery on a patient.
I will say this, though. What's more important, making it to traffic court or your patient's health?
your patients help.
Right. So you give them the surgery if they need the fucking surgery.
Well, and here, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, thinking like surgery could be unpredictable.
He's like doing a Brazilian butt lift. He's like completely elective and unnecessary.
Well, maybe the surgery was supposed to end at like 2 p.m. and his court was at 2:30 and the surgery ran long. And yeah. He's like, well, I still got to take my court. I don't want to get in trouble for not taking his court appointment. And he goes, well, there's another surgeon in the room, so I'm fine taking this. But it was just the most, like, it felt so misplaced to be answering a Zoom call.
The funniest thing for me was the judge being like, it appears to me that you, sir, are in the operating room right now with a human body that you are operating. Yes, sir, that is exactly where I am, sir. The judge, Trepper, was like, mister, I mean, should I call you doctor? Actually, it's Surgeon Scott.
I feel like he could have at least gone into a corner where it looked like he was in the reception of the surgery.
I mean, I just feel like that's the best way to dodge a court date. Like, I'm the next time I have a court, I've never have court dates because I'm like a really upstanding citizen. But if I ever did have one, I would take it like while getting Botox.
Well, wait till you get jury duty. There's no moving
around that. I have yet to get
jury
duty, and I think it's because they know I have poor judgment.
You're about to get it real quick. Just like,
I don't think they could. I don't think they want this opinion. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna walk up in there and be like, "But let's talk about Emily in Paris," and they're gonna be like, "That's not what this is about." And I'm like, "Right, but in the court of public opinion, the people should have a say."
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of antics to get out of jury duty, but this was. Have you had a crazy Zoom encounter?
You don't really go on Zoom. My last 2 months have been spent on Zoom.
Well, if I'm being brutally honest, I've never even been on a Zoom.
Oh my God, maybe I should just Zoom you all the time.
I've done a Google Hangout, but I've never been invited to a Zoom. Maybe I'm just not, nobody's interested in Zooming.
No, I mean, Google Hang, Zoom, it's like all the same fucking thing, but it's like, I feel like Zoom blows ass and like everybody's character defects are just highlighted on a Zoom call and you're just like, Tracy, you're bad in person, but online, like it's worse. But the past 2 months I've been working over Zoom and directing over Zoom and like, it's awful that because people don't like acknowledge that your body needs a break and like I pee all the time and like I need to go to the bathroom all the time and you can't leave a Zoom to go to the bathroom. Like you can leave a room. So I've just been going on mute and turning my camera off and like peeing and pooping while working
instead
on Zoom.
Of exiting the chat, you just take a shit with your camera off.
Yes.
Wow.
I'd take my computer when I was smoking outside and just like sit and smoke.
Well, what happens when they're like, Lizzie, weigh in?
I will go off mute and try to like cup the microphone of my headset so that nobody can hear the echo or like the outside world. Or like I'll take a really fast drag of the cigarette when I was smoking. I'm a quitter now. So, but when I was smoking, I'd be like, anyways.
See, I've never been in a Zoom. I feel like I would just be straight up and like, hey, I gotta go take a shit. I'll be back.
Yeah, you can't do that though, because there's like 10 people on a Zoom and you can't just independently say it to one person. And anything you want to say to one person, you can't say in a Zoom because everybody can hear you.
Interesting. I am guilty of answering the phone while taking a shit. But I mean, I'm like muting and like, oh, then you got to wipe or you're stuck sitting there with a dirty ass. And that's like another.
There are like, if I'm on a one-on-one call, like with a DP or something, or like a friend or like somebody, I will say like, I need to use the restroom. It's no longer an option. I will call you back later.
Well, you're the same person that pees with the door open at my house, like while talking to me in the same room, essentially.
What's your point?
We're just very comfortable with ourselves, I guess. All right. I guess we have a very fun event today.
We do?
Yeah, we're going to do the web's most searched questions.
Oh, that's right. I'm so excited.
Well, hopefully. I started spiraling about this because after we had committed to the idea, I started thinking, well, oh, is everything about me going to be negative? And then is this going to turn into like an oblivion of me being sad?
I doubt it. This is your show. Like, if it gets awful, we could just stop.
We just pivot.
We just pivot.
We pivot to best and worst dressed at the Golden Globes.
And pivot.
Well, we didn't. And Brigitte made the cards for us, so I guess she knows better than me. But I guess we'll just start and see what happens.
I wonder if I even have anything.
Well,
do I have something? She's nodding. I have things. I've never had things. Usually, when it's
what do you mean? You're Googling yourself?
Yeah, I Google myself like once a week.
Oh.
It's really sad. And like always I'm like terrified that like, and this might even be someone else's bit, but it is an honest insecurity that I have. Like, what if I die in the car while Googling myself? Like, I shouldn't be Googling myself while driving. I know that. And I don't do it as often anymore.
Why
but like
you
back
just
in the day, I would do it a lot. And it's like, I might've even done it because like some stand-up comedian made a joke about it. And I was like, oh, I guess I should Google myself. But it's like years ago, there was definitely nothing to find on myself.
Right.
And yet.
here you are Googling.
And I
yourself.
Do really want to see my feet on WikiFeet, but I don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
Speaking of shitting, I think I have to shit.
Right now? Can you hold it?
Well, I've been chugging this coffee. Yeah, I think I can hold it. All right, okay. Should we fly in these cards?
Fly in the cards.
Today's episode is supported by Function of Beauty, which I love so much. You know, we all have hair goals, wants, and needs, and Function of Beauty will help you with just that. They're the world's leader in customizable beauty products, which means you go online, you take a short quiz to tell them about your hair goals, like length, volume, and even oil control. You next choose your color and fragrance, which is so fun. You can even customize the bottle to say your name so your boyfriend isn't grabbing for your hair-specific shampoo. When I say customizable, I mean there are over 54 trillion different possibilities for formulations. Subscribers, they can get access to more exclusive colors and scents. Every ingredient Function of Beauty uses is vegan, cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. You can also go completely silicone-free. They also offer personalized formulas for body and skincare, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe. Never buy off the shelf again just to be disappointed. Go to functionofbeauty.com/thesip to take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Once again, that's functionofbeauty.com/thesip to receive 20% off your first order.
I really do like those cutoffs, well, but I do feel like if I put them on, they wouldn't look right on my thighs.
I'm starting to think I'm showing too much leg, and I
don't. No, you're not. It's like a really classy amount of leg.
I don't think I have like muscular legs, so
do you want to do my hot girl shit with me? My butt looks really cute.
Oh my gosh, look how official we are.
Oh, does Lizzie Gordon. I can read through this.
Okay, well don't. Oh my god, I can't do
I've already cheated.
No, I'm cheating right now. Mine. Okay, Lizzie, do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
Why Lizzie Gordon fiance? I can't read.
So Lizzie Gordon fiance.
Oh, that's fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't answer this.
I don't know what...
I don't have an answer. It's private. It's my own business, not yours.
Oh, his name's Joe.
His name's Joe, but I don't know if this even makes grammatical sense.
All right, let me pull out my first one. What Ryland Adams zodiac sign? My zodiac sign is a Taurus. Taurus with a Gemini rising. I'm a double Taurus. I think it's a Taurus sun, Taurus moon, Gemini rising.
What does that all mean?
Well, it just means that I'm very stubborn. Very particular, and yeah.
Oh. Well, my next one, which I already knew, was why Lizzie Gordon birthday? And it's because if Lizzie Gordon did not birthday, she would not be here today.
And we all know it's April 28th.
The question was not what. The question was why.
So,
and here we are answering the question of why, and the answer is, because
Google's very confused about you. All right. What is Ryland Adams' net worth? Yeah, right.
Mine's wrong on the internet and I love it and I wish it was real.
I don't think anyone's net worth on the internet is correct.
It's not, but I love mine. It's like you're 25 and worth $1.5 billion. And it's like, yeah.
Billion?
No, million. I just...
The internet would say gold digger, but I would just say...
What is Ryland Adams' net worth? See Shane Dawson.
No, I mean, the last couple of years, I haven't really been working that much. So who knows? Honestly, I'm afraid to
You don't
look.
Know. Your I've brother
been,
knows.
Yeah, I've been investing a little bit more. And so hopefully I have good investments. I guess I have more, so I'll go another one. What is Ryland Adams' real name? Ryan Adams. I feel like... People are still very confused by that.
No.
But my real name really is indeed Ryan Adams.
Here's another nonsensical why Lizzie Gordon, Mr. Bubs. And the answer for the why is because God had a plan when he set that little diabolical body in my arms. And till death do we part.
I love that yours literally don't make sense.
Mine make no sense.
But they got the gist. Like, who's Lizzie's fiance? When's her birthday?
No, the problem
and
here
what's
is the why. It's the why. Why Lizzie Gordon fiance?
Okay, can you just be flattered and be like, yeah, I have Mr. Bubs. He's an internet famous dog.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know why a motherfucker is asking why birthday. What is Ryland Adams' Snapchat?
I think it's just Ryland Adams. I honestly haven't been on in years since my little loop-de-doo, my little nudie leak.
Your little leaky pee.
And I honestly don't understand the benefit of Snapchat. It also, like, I'm not trying to hate on a platform, but I just think it might not be for me.
I don't know how to use it.
I mean, it's Instagram stories, but you send them and they expire. It's like audio messages.
No, I know what it is. And here's the thing that's crazy. When I worked at James Purse at Bloomingdale's, the girl I worked with was like best friends with Evan Spiegel. And so he used to come and like get frozen yogurt at Carrots across the way from us at the James Purse thing. And that's the kid who invented.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
That's the guy who invented Snapchat. That's one of the guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hear you. What is Ryland
Adams? Why Evan Spiegel?
What is Ryland Adams' job? Honestly, I'm trying to figure that out for myself. I guess YouTuber, now podcaster, now trying to find his next life journey.
Self-discovery.
What is Ryland Adams' favorite color? I mean, I think my whole life it's been blue.
Really?
Honestly,
I didn't know, but blue's my favorite color too, so that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
We're just some blue girls.
I think we're blue girls because we have beautiful blue eyes.
All right, let's take our next boards. Honestly, these are like pretty nice. Did you have to sift through the really mean ones? Did you have to like hit clear on mean ones?
No.
Maybe.
There's a problem with this one. I can see through this whole thing.
Lizzie, just fucking play the game.
I can't play the game because this one's not even about me.
Well, I don't, I'm just not looking. If you look, you can see, but just like, come on.
Okay.
Just play along.
But watch why I can't play along. Are you ready? Did Lizzie Borden have a baby? I'm not Lizzie Borden, so no, the answer I cannot provide.
I forgot who that is already, but Lizzie,
we've gone over
killer,
this multiple
right?
times. She's a killer. And then the next one is, did Lizzie Borden go to jail? The answer is yes, but I'm still not Lizzie Borden. And did Lizzie Borden do it? And the answer is also, yes, she fucking did. And tray me, motherfucker. Your turn.
Really capitalizing on my down moments there.
I do
you?
Love the tray, though.
People are still very upset about that. Okay. How tall is Ryland Adams? I'm 5'8 on a good day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
5'8 on a good day.
What's a good day?
I mean, I don't know.
When he's like fully erect.
Yeah. If I'm slouching, probably like 5'7.5. If I'm like really like, no, I'm being measured, a good 5'8. How much is Ryland Adams worth?
Again, asterisk C. Shane Dawson.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You make your own money, and I'm proud of you for that.
I do make my own money. How old is Ryland Adams' sister?
Yeah, how old is she?
22 or 23.
I think she's 23. 23. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck is that bitch? Like, where has she been?
In Colorado. She's like, making over her childhood
to
room.
To this day? I do love the work that Morgan is doing in Colorado.
Okay. Do you want to read it to me?
How much was Ryland Adams' engagement ring?
I honestly don't know. I'm a lady. Yeah. I don't ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to know.
I mean, I could, I wouldn't lie.
You could Google it, but like, what? Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
dark.
Like.
It, that's dark.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
I love it, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
I love all three of them.
I love all three of them. Those are like stacking dreams.
I can't, there's a fourth one possibly can't fit. So
no,
like,
it could. I don't want you to limit yourself.
You're expecting another one for the wedding?
I mean, I gasped when I saw those three.
How rich is Ryland Adams? For people being really upset about my, like, me being so hyper, which I'm gonna just say, I've never been like super hyper focused on money ever.
No.
Like, if I was a super money driven focused person, the content on my channel would look much different. I would upload a lot more. Everything would be sponsored. Like,
right.
All my Instagram posts would be sponsored. Like, if I really wanted to make money and cash out, my whole persona would look different online.
Right.
So for people that get really upset about that, but then it's like, I guess it is something that's just people are very curious about, because like, not even just for me, but for everyone, me more so when I'm Googling a celebrity, I want to see their house. And not like how big it is, but like how it's designed and like what location they live in, because I don't know. I'm like, oh, do they live in Malibu right on the beach? Do they like a Studio City moment? Like, I'm more infatuated by like the location and how somebody decorates their house than how much they have in their bank account.
Yeah, I just feel like it so doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't, I mean, like, I have a lot of fun watching rich people do rich people things, you know, and like, I don't know.
You're rich in experiences. That's what I like to say. Stop yes. looking at them.
Okay, Lizzie,
stop,
yeah, I can't. Just play the fucking game, Lizzie.
I can't.
You're such a negative Nelly today. All right. Here, I have more than you, so I'll pull one off.
Why did Ryland go to jail? Oh, Rylan.
Why did Ryland go to jail?
Ryland's your alter ego.
I don't think I've been to jail yet.
You haven't.
Yet.
You already haven't. You lack that edge.
Yeah, I lack that edge. I don't plan on ever going to... Oh my gosh.
You would do good in jail.
Why isn't Ryland in R5? Is that a Disney band?
It's a... Yeah.
Did
it's a
the, oh, there is a Ryland in one of the... Did the Ryland in the Disney show go to jail, maybe? Maybe they're confusing me with... I think he was in Big Time Rush or something.
There's a Ryland and a Ryland, though.
Interesting.
What's the Disney band?
Why is Ryland called Ryan? Because Ryan's my real name.
Ryland Adams called Ryan. Like, what?
Ryland Lynch was in R5.
Oh, and is he the one that went to jail?
He's the DJ. R5 shows.
I'm still shaking that I couldn't read finance. I can't even say it. Finance.
Fiance.
This is like when I forgot how to say Chihuahua.
When it doesn't have the accent, it's just not.
A different, I've never recognized. I've never seen that word.
Okay, why did Ryland leave Clever? Because they weren't including me in all of their original content and for no reason. And then they wouldn't pick up any of the shows that I wanted to do. And I just like was not creatively fulfilled. So I had to get out of there.
Yeah, and they had shitty snacks.
They had good snacks.
No, I just wanted to hate on them with you. I just wanted to have
your
back.
But I have nothing against them. Like I loved my time at Clever. It was just when I left, it was time for me to go. Like I was no longer creatively satisfied or fulfilled.
Yeah.
But I loved my time there. I had so much fun there. I loved working with all of the people that I got to work with there.
And you loved their snacks.
It was a great experience.
And you wouldn't have met Brigitte.
I wouldn't have met Brigitte. No, I wouldn't have. Why is Rylan famous?
Let me see.
I don't know if I am.
This isn't you though. This is Rylan.
So because he was on a Disney show or a Nick show or one of those bands.
Does Lizzie Gordon Ramsay drink? I'm not sure.
This is riveting stuff, honestly. Might be our finest podcast episode yet.
Does Gordon Ramsay smoke? Again, not sure.
Are they talking about you?
No, this is Gordon Ramsay, the chef, who I sold juice to one time at the juice box in Brentwood.
Wow. Well, all right. We're going to take some viewer voicemails. Let's hear what the first person has to say.
He's making me nervous.
Hey, Ryland. Hey, Lizzie. Hi. I just wanted to let you guys know that literally every week I listen to the podcast while shoveling horse poop and cleaning stalls. And I just think that you should definitely keep us updated on your journey into the horse world or your interest.
Horse
in it.
Girl.
And I think that you could totally do it. And I think that it's worth it. And I think my advice is not to be intimidated by it. It's really fun and it's a great passion to have. So yeah, I think you should just keep us updated. And I could totally send you guys pictures of the horses that I work with or
please
donkeys
do.
Or goats or whatever you want.
Oh my gosh, she has a full-blown farm.
You're so jealous.
I needed a supporter.
Look at you.
Because everyone's always like, no, bad idea. You're not responsible. And I'm like, okay, chill out. But I do think, and I was even thinking the other day when I was driving home, because there's multiple places that house horses. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, no, it's fine. A stable.
There's multiple stables around my area. And I'm thinking I just want to volunteer for free to really get to know the ins and outs.
Yes.
And also like make some friends, you know?
Yeah, no, I was literally just thinking that before you suggested it. I was like, you should go to a fucking stable. And there's also like a lot of horses that, you know, as Morgan was pointed out, people just return and are like get abandoned or whatever, or go to a horse sanctuary after they've been forced to race forever. You could go volunteer at one of those places.
Oh, and I would love to do that. And I would love to, have like-minded people that want to be outdoors and on horses and teach
just
me
be
the reins.
Horse girls.
And...
I'll never do that with you, but I like love that you want to expand your friend circle.
From you to like another person?
Yeah, or a horse.
Well, I love that. And I love the support. So thank you very much. And
I'll
please
drop you
do
off.
Send us photos.
Oh, we'll rent a minivan and I'll drop you off.
Do we have one more?
Yes.
I love her. That's hot girl shit.
Hey, Ryland and Lizzie. So I just started listening to the podcast and I couldn't get past the fact whenever Ryland was talking about Shane letting him bite him and stuff. I was wondering how now that everybody gets veneers, if you murder somebody and all they have to go off of is this bite mark and everybody has veneers now, how do you just do you just get away with murder? Because yes. everybody has the same taste no, now, right. basically.
She's well, totally how does right.
that happen?
No,
this is anyway, very... that's all. And I love the podcast. And I love you guys.
I love you.
Wait, so we're assuming that people are murdering solely with their teeth.
No, but like if you're like honest to God, a lot of crimes have been solved because somebody bites a body and then they do like dental imprints of your teeth. And it's like even when you die, like if somebody burns your body, they can find you because of your dental records. Wow. And I do think that no matter what, your bite is specific because your jawline and the where your teeth come from are very unique. So even though you might not have the same base or like the same bottom part of your tooth, you still have the same positioning of your teeth. So even with veneers, your bite is unique. But I don't know if dental records reflect the veneers after they're put in or not. This is a great fucking question.
We need a veneerian. I just made that up, but you know, why not?
The venereian sounds like venereal.
And I don't know what that means.
Like a dick disease.
Oh.
Am I right about that?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Are the venereians, are they like having to...
Don't think we should call them that.
Are they having to take imprints of the teeth that they... Because it's a dentist.
Yeah.
Are they having to like submit that? And where, who, like, I don't know who has imprints of my teeth.
Yeah. I was going to like, I go to like a real hole in the wall, like poor people dentist. Like, I don't think you could like find my teeth records.
Interesting. This yeah. is a bigger conversation. And I'm glad you brought it up because I'm going to do some research. I'm going to think into this. And I'm very curious about people that murder people solely with their teeth.
No, they're not murdering solely with their teeth, but it's like if you're in a fight with someone and like you bite them, like that's a way to tell. So like if someone was killing me and to defend myself, I bit them and then I die later, right? So they've mm-hmm. killed me. I didn't mean to say he, it could be a woman. It definitely could be a woman that killed me. Women can murder too.
Okay.
And throw my body away. And then I like, you know, they find some follicles or whatever, but it's not enough to pinpoint someone, but they find like a specific green rug follicle and they do their CSI thing about it. And they figure out that there's three people in the major Los Angeles area that have this green rug and they go to all of their places and like all three of them have bite marks on them, which is strange. So they do imprints of the bite marks and they take pictures of it and they look at my teeth and they can say for sure Lizzie bit that guy. So that's a way to use it to solve a murder too.
Okay.
Always be biting, ladies.
All right. Oh, okay. If you want to leave us a voicemail.
What's wrong with you? Why are you acting like that's the dumbest advice ever?
No, I didn't know.
And you too, if you've been attacked, if you're being attacked, you fucking bite away.
I didn't know.
Chompy.
I didn't know.
Is that a fly or a bee?
I don't know. I didn't know crimes were solved via teeth. So I guess
yeah,
this is just shocking to me. I didn't know. So if you guys have something that you want us to address from today's episode, or if you want to let us know anything in general, leave us a voicemail. Our number is 747-217-2370. And that's it.
That's it. That's enough.
That's all.
Daddy's had enough for
Cut.
One day.
All right, you guys. I guess that is where we'll leave you for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Honestly, whatever this was, you know?
I mean, I like woke up this morning and I was like, I'm just going to butt fuck Monday raw. And that's what this felt like.
I'm a little alarmed by your analogy.
I'm in a visceral mood.
I'm sorry. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for always continuing to support and watch our show. It really does mean the world to us. I hope you have a fantastic week. We love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's the sip. I love everybody who does that with us.
You think they do?
Oh, I know they do.
When they're watching the show, they're like...
I've heard on the streets. Words. Word is.
Words on the street.
Word on the street is there are a few of you who go... And I love you for that.